So now we turn to Scripture, first to the New Testament letter to the Hebrews, reading from chapter 10. So let us come near to God with a sincere heart and sure faith, with hearts that have been purified from a guilty conscience, and with bodies washed with clean water. Let us hold on firmly to the hope we profess, because we can trust God to keep His promise. Let us be concerned for one another, to help one another, to show love, and to do good. Our Old Testament reading comes from the writings of the prophet Zechariah. The Lord Almighty told Zechariah to say to the people, "I, the Lord, was very angry with your ancestors, but now I say to you, return to me, and I will return to you." Everybody starts somewhere. There's a first time for everything. Perhaps this is your baby's first Christmas. Maybe this is the first Christmas shared by high school sweethearts or by newlyweds setting up their new household. Certainly there are some new Christians for whom this is the first time they've experienced Christmas from the inside as part of the religious culture that understands and embraces the meaning of this holy day. And even for Christian pastors, after preparing for ministry through seminary and internships, there comes that time when, for the first time in your life and career, you're the one called upon to lead a congregation's observance of Advent and Christmas. There's always a first time. So imagine that we all are approaching this opportunity to celebrate the Nativity of Jesus Christ for the first time. What are the basics?